If you haven't noticed, it's our first day back in green since Mardi Gras, March 5th. Truly ordinary time after 99 big days. And it all begins so ordinarily. We begin today with what sounds like a disagreement to our ears. Paul and Jesus speaking to each other through the decades, us through the centuries. It's like we've tuned into one of those two talking heads news or sports programs, the round-by-round verbal duels, the pre-production meeting determining you take side A, I'll take side B. I can't take any of that, specializing in noise and not reflection. Sometimes it creates the strangest of positions for the sake of the argument. Other times, I think it's more like the disagreements we more ordinarily know, talking past each other, emphasizing a certain aspect that doesn't really deny the other side. Look back again to Paul and Jesus this morning. They're not on studio, but speaking through the scriptures, not going round for round, but really just emphasizing different aspects of what's a Christian approach to the Jewish law. Paul says it fades, even brings death. Jesus says not the smallest part is abolished until fulfillment. Both see a heritage received from the Jewish people, the prophecies, the commandments. Both see Jesus surpassing the law, moving us, as we celebrated last Sunday, to the law of the Spirit. You can see that more as the law being built upon to its completion, like Jesus, or the law being replaced by the new law of Jesus, like Paul does. It might be ordinary for us to look for and find disagreement. Today's readings, though, show us the scriptures need a little closer look before we see them as one other type of media that we receive. May we grow deeper in them and see this stance as more typical of our time, perhaps more ordinary for our summer.